House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol has subpoenaed former Trump aide Peter Navarro. According to NPR, it's the committee's 80th subpoena. Navarro was a trade advisor in the Trump administration who has talked very openly about efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Joining us now to talk about it, NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Good morning, Rachel.
Why does the panel want to talk to Peter Navarro?
He has boasted in multiple forums, including his own book, about this plan to delay certification of the 2020 presidential election results. He even put together a three-part report making false claims of election fraud. Committee Chair Benny Thompson said Navarro has not been shy about his role. So now the panel is asking him to turn over documents in about 2 weeks and testify in about 3 weeks. In a statement, however, Navarro attacked the committee as, quote, domestic terrorists and signaled he would not testify. Rather, he claimed executive privilege prevents him from doing so. And this is despite former President Trump losing a Supreme Court ruling on a related argument earlier this year.
So unlike some of the other witnesses in this investigation, Peter Navarro seems fairly central.
Exactly. The committee sees him as central in connecting a network of individuals who tried to overturn the election's result. In his book, Navarro described a, quote, Green Bay sweep as the, quote, last best chance to snatch a stolen election from Democrats' jaws of deceit. And he also talked about this plan in multiple interviews, including during an appearance on MSNBC last month.
We had over 100 congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill ready to implement the sweep. We were going to challenge the results of the election in the six battleground states.
Navarro, in separate interviews, mentioned the names of some of those congressional members, including Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. And he also said Trump was, quote, on board with the effort.
So where, as you see it, Claudia, where is the investigation moving now?
The focus now is chasing multiple efforts to overturn the election's results, from fake electors to various attempts to seize voting machines around the country. The committee wants to present their findings perhaps as early as April, but they are drowning in new waves of evidence, with the National Archives recently turning over thousands of new Trump documents to the panel. And that's as the committee has interviewed more than 500 witnesses. It's largely voluntary cooperation that includes key figures tied to former Vice President Mike Pence. And Thompson recently said they're weighing primetime hearings.
But I think it's important that the information we are receiving, the testimony we're receiving, we digest it. And then we put it where the public will understand clearly the work and information that we've received.
And Thompson said it is important that the panel shares a new narrative of how January 6 unfolded, working through the subplots that fueled the attack to where the public will better understand the players and forces at play. And so they want to make sure that it's clear that January 6 was not a one-off, but a buildup of a pattern fueled by Trump and his allies and his supporters. And this is expected to be followed by an interim report perhaps this summer and a final report this fall.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you.